Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. It's late afternoon in Glen Falls, the end of visiting hours at Dr. Carville's.
Anyone else out there in the waiting room, Ruth?
No, Doctor. Mrs. Polacek was the last one, and she's in with Dr. Bannister now.
Yeah, that's good. I'm getting old, Ruth. You look a little tired, too. For the same reason I am.
What do you mean?
Half of you here and half of you somewhere else. That's quite an interesting problem. If only half of you is working, does it have to work twice as hard to get the work done?
Still no word from Diane?
No. She just dropped out of sight completely. I don't even know where to reach her in New York. Otherwise, well, I'd probably do something foolish, like try to phone her.
I wrote to John the other day, but I didn't say anything in the letter about Diane, reminding him to ask her to call you. I just took it for granted he had.
Oh, what did you write him about, Ruth?
Oh, how everything was going here. But mostly about going to see a doctor, an analyst.
You still think about him, don't you?
You can't have a part of your life removed and not be aware of it. And after you've been married for as long as we have, it does become a part of your life. Besides, well, there are other factors. The way Richard's reacted. The whole atmosphere of the house.
Yes, I know. Diane wasn't exactly what you could call a housekeeper, but everything's different here, too.
I suppose the big thing is to decide whether it's temporary or permanent. Whether to let things go along on a day-to-day basis or, well, to make some final adjustment.
And haven't you decided? Don't you know whether John's coming back or not? Whether you want him back?
I don't know. At least I'm not sure. Oh, that's not true. I do know, but I just...
Carville?
Come on in, Reed.
Thanks. Oh, hello.
Reed.
Office conference?
No. Sit down and join us.
Oh, it's been a good day, hasn't it?
Hey, you're making me feel like more of an antique than ever, Reed.
Why?
Ruth and I have just been talking about what a hard day it's been. You've been doing all the work, and look at you.
Yes, but it was good work. Interesting, exciting. You know, I guess I like being a doctor.
You're feeling pretty good these days, aren't you, Reed?
Why not? I've been feeling better physically than I have in a long time. I like my work. I like my associates. I like Glen Falls. What more could a man want?
Are you trying to sell yourself on something, Reed? Or us?
Just what makes you ask that, Ruth?
I don't know. It's just a feeling I have.
For the first time since I've known you, the unerring Mrs. Wayne is wrong. There's no selling involved.
Yeah, but something's up. Something's happened.
Possibly.
What, Reed? Now, don't keep us in suspense.
Oh, it's not that important, Ruth, except to me. It's just that, well, I don't like loose ends. At one time or another, you both have spoken to me about, well, the future, what I was going to do, whether I was going to stay here or go back to the medical center. Well, I've burned my bridges, crossed the Rubicon, cut the Gordian knot. I have this day written the medical center telling them that I am not coming back. I am resigning my post.
What?
Reed, you didn't. Where's the letter?
Too late, Ruth. Signed, sealed, and delivered to the post office about an hour ago. So unless you want to tamper with the United States mails, you'd better reconcile yourself to the idea that from now on I'm going to be a permanent resident of Glen Falls.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. And now let's go to New York, to one of the back corridors of a large hospital, where John Wayne is sitting on a hard wooden bench, waiting, waiting, and thinking. An elderly gray-haired woman in a nurse's uniform hurries down the corridor, hesitates when she sees John. then comes towards him.
Mr. Wayne?
Oh, yes.
I'm Mrs. Collins. Forgive me for having kept you waiting, but I just couldn't get away. We're quite short-handed these days. Somehow we always are.
Oh, it's perfectly all right, Mrs. Collins. They sent me up here from downstairs, suggested that I talk to you. It was about a job.
Oh, what sort of job were you interested in?
It doesn't matter too much. I thought possibly a night clerk.
Have you done this kind of work before?
Well, work similar to it. At least I'm pretty familiar with hospital routine.
Oh, fine. Yes, I think we can probably use you. We do have a few openings. Where did you work before this, Mr. Wayne?
It was upstate in a fairly small town. You probably never heard of it.
I see. Do you have your references with you?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
But you can get them.
No, I can't.
Oh? A trouble?
Well, not what you think. Nothing to do with the hospital there. It's just that... Well, I'd rather not ask them for any references.
Oh, it doesn't have to be from the hospital, necessarily. Just a character reference from some reputable citizen. A doctor, perhaps.
All right, Mrs. Gunn, let's forget about the job as night clerk. I'll do anything. Orderly, ward attendant.
Well, I'd need some kind of reference, no matter what the job was.
Oh, of course. I might be an escaped prisoner, a dope fiend, a homicidal maniac.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wayne. Truly, I am. There's no question in my mind about you. I'm certain that you're both qualified and capable,
but... it's nice of you, Mrs. Collins, and I appreciate it very much, but I think perhaps we'd better forget about the whole thing.
But surely you could get some kind of reference for us.
No, I'm afraid I can't, and as I said, I think we'd better forget about it. Thank you very much. Bye.
Now back to Glen Falls, to the living room of Dr. Carville's house. It's later that same evening now, and Reed Bannister is sitting in one of the deep armchairs, just sitting, while Dr. Carville reads a medical journal. Finally, putting down the magazine, the elderly physician says,
No music tonight, Reed?
What? Oh, why no, Dr. Carville. I don't feel like playing.
Now, what happened to all the high spirits of this afternoon?
Oh, I still got them. It's just that they've taken, I suppose you could call it, a more reflective turn.
Oh, I see. For instance...
Doctor, have you been bothered as much as I have by the way Ruth's been acting since she got back from New York?
Well, I think she's been acting remarkably well, all things considered.
Well, not the way she's been acting exactly, but her state of mind, her attitude...
Well, I don't think I've been quite as bothered by it as you, Reed. After all, our interests in Ruth are a little different, but I've been aware of it, yes.
It's been on my mind. That and you, too.
Me? Why me?
Well, you haven't been quite the same since Diane left.
Well, I miss her. I worry about her.
That's more than that. The whole feeling of the house has changed. Diane certainly wasn't any great shakes as a housekeeper, but she did sort of hold the place together.
Strange you're mentioning that. I was talking to Ruth about it only this afternoon.
Well, Doctor, I've got a suggestion to make. What would you think of Ruth and Richard's moving in here, coming here to live with you?
Coming here? Why?
Because it makes a lot of sense from everyone's point of view. Ruth needs companionship, someone she can talk to. Well, she'd have you. You need companionship, too, and someone to run the house for you. Well, you'd have what you need, and... Well, everyone would have something.
What about you, Reed?
Me? Oh, I'd move out... I'd move into Ruth's house. I could get someone to come in and clean, and...
Well, that's not what I meant. I meant, what would you get out of it? Why are you being so altruistic?
Oh, I'm not being altruistic at all. I'm being very selfish.
How?
I want Ruth out of that house, Dr. Carville. I want her out of there as fast as possible and away from all its associations with John.
Ah, I see. At least I think I do. You evidently made up your mind about a lot more than not going back to the medical center during these last few days.
That's right. I made up my mind that John's not coming back. That even if he does, well, there are some things that are more important than friendship, loyalties. I made up my mind that I'm going to try and get Ruth to divorce him and marry me.
York, John Wayne discovers that he cannot get a job, either because he does not really want one or because circumstances are too much for him. And in Glen Falls, Reed Bannister makes an announcement that promises a whole new series of complications for Ruth. And now, a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.